This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Hey, welcome back.
Hi. I am so glad to be here as opposed to where I was yesterday at this time.
I'll bet.
Where are your toofies?
Can I see which one it is?
It's all the way back there.
Oh, it looks good.
Yeah.
Looks good, doesn't
it? I'm on meds.
Welcome back.
Won't this be a festive occasion today? This should be a lot of fun.
Percocet.
Yes.
Now, yesterday you had Darvocet.
I have Darvocet and Percocet.
Really?
Yes, I do. I have Percocet for use at home.
Right.
Darvocet for use when I'm operating heavy machinery.
Like wow.
Like right now.
Yeah. But you don't have a root anymore.
I do not.
You're rootless now.
And my butt is absolutely covered in blood.
Wow, that's not right.
Absolutely covered, inside and out.
So you were practically unintelligible yesterday when you called us with the Cottonmouth Express.
Aye, aye, aye.
Now, there is some root, right? Because otherwise the tooth would fall out. They'd like drill it out from the center.
Cats, we can discuss this and we can talk about what it is that brought this on, and also the evil, evil man who I want brought up on war crime charges.
The Dr. dentist?
Dr. Mengele?
Yes, I am sure. Rob, I'm not kidding now.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Did you go to my old dentist in Bowie?
I went to Janet's dentist. Dr. Apt Pupil.
Was dressed in black leather.
I want you to put this uniform on right now.
Mike, I swear to Christ, he might as well have been that old Nazi guy in that movie Apt Pupil.
Apt Pupil. At Pupil, not a tremendous cinematic success, but we love it.
I've seen it on the Family Channel. It's a wonderful.
It's a feel good.
That's the pink pill talking.
Let's say that.
Let's start with some Jerry Todd today.
Jerry Todd.
Hello, that's Regis. Hello, Gelman.
Regis' cell phone.
It's the president's
cell phone. That's President Bush's cell phone.
And Regis's too.
Very popular with big names.
Right here on the Jerry Todd Show here this morning. And we'll play the incredible contest in just a sec. But right now, a little business to take care of.
I always watch the Jerry Todd Show.
Jerry Todd weather.
And it looks pretty good, it does. It is going to be cloudy. Don't think it'll rain, though. Let's check the low right now. Overnight low of 45 degrees. That's a little on the chilly side. Checking the high, going to get up to 63 degrees. That's a little warmer.
The Jerry Todd Show.
Okay, here we go. Time to make our next incredible contest cash call. And here's hoping that we have a winner this hour. We're calling at random someone in the local area here on the Jerry Todd Show. And we'll see who we've got on the video
cash
phone.
Cow.
Hello.
That'll be all.
You're on the Jerry Todd Show.
Hello. Who is it?
This is Jerry Todd. Can you tell us how much money is in the incredible contest jackpot this hour? How much money in the incredible contest jackpot this hour? You can win it all if you know the correct figure.
Wow.
$2,029.
I'm sorry, you are wrong.
Please.
And we will make another call. Next hour, we'll add $10 to the jackpot. Meantime, right now on the Jerry Todd Show, a little more video.
Video. Let's start with some video.
I like video.
From Jerry Todd.
Don't think me unkind.
I love this.
Some video.
Words are hard to find. When the eloquence escapes me.
From the Jerry Todd Show.
Their logic ties me up.
Elevator music with words.
This guy was Richard Cheese before there was a Richard Cheese.
Da, da, da. It's all I
this is the best.
Be saying to you.
Jerry Todd.
Da, do, 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 do. Da, 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 da. The innocence will pull me through.
da, 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 da. It's all I gotta be saying to you.
To you.
Do, 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 da, 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 da. Meaningless and all. That's true.
Oh, he's great.
Jerry Todd. Mike Show.
Yeah. Here's the bad version.
Hey. What about the vagina?
What about it?
Don't care. Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Don't care.
Don't care. Hey, Regis, how about throwing something out there that everyone in the audience can relate to? You know, like I'm going to talk today about my root canal. Yeah, anybody had a root canal? How about you, Regis? Throw something out.
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
Wow. And did he misspeak, of course?
Why men's rooms?
Yeah, he was talking about colonoscopies.
He meant to say colonoscopy. Oh.
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
Yes.
It's a nightmare that just won't go away.
Yeah, right. You can say that again.
Don't care.
You know.
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Ew.
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
Yeah. How about real women?
I like my women real. Real skin. Real breasts.
Yes.
Mommy boobies.
It does.
Mommy boobies.
That's funny, isn't it, Hillary?
That guy's retarded.
It was a girl. Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody, and welcome.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
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 Welcome. Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode,
the
everybody.
The show's going to be funny.
Phone number 877 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I had a root canal done yesterday too. What tooth did you get done? I had number 8 done.
Number 8. You had number 2 done, didn't you?
I had the colostomy back.
Yeah,
not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
Excuse me, not a bag. I just had a colostomy yesterday.
Maybe Regis said that because he's got one.
No, check it out. They shot me up with Novocaine so bad that my nose is still numb today.
Well, that might, you know, that might not be Novocaine. That actually might be nerve damage.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking the same thing. Mm-hmm. And they didn't give me any drugs.
How could you possibly get a root canal unless you got it from a guy on a street corner and not get any meds?
I live in Sacramento.
No, come on, dude. Seriously.
No, really, I did. My doctor, he had already given me a prescription prior to this going in.
Ah.
The medication.
Double dipping.
You know, yeah, you know, but I need a double dip, bro. I need some of that stuff you got.
All right, bro.
Hey, man.
Peace out, man.
I'll tell you what, bro. Send it to me, Don, care of the Dane Cook Fan Club.
All right, bro.
Later, dude.
Okay, later.
Boy, is this a full moon? I thought the full
what
moon
about
was last
vagina?
Week. What's going on? What's going on, bro?
Methinks that was the OJ caller.
Simply
doing a different type of attack.
Maybe he was on a different phone also. Who had recorded it also?
Did they dump that out?
Probably.
I bet they did.
They're very sensitive, you know.
Well,
they're sensitive children.
He did ask about size, didn't he?
Yes, to me like you got some good meds, though. Better
what
meds
about
than
the vagina.
Better meds than you normally get for a root canal.
Well, it was a messier root canal than you normally have.
Well, obviously. I mean, obviously it was a huge deal. It was a very severe deal. I didn't get anything when I got a root canal.
Are you kidding me?
I didn't get a damn thing.
Wow.
I didn't get anything. And it was you know, and you know what? It was done in a mall.
Well,
I swear to God, I remember it because it was done in a mall.
They do ear piercing
it
also?
It was done in a mall, and it never took. You know, the whole thing, when they take the root out, you're done. You're not going to have any pain anymore. And the thing is, like 2 weeks later, I bit into something, and they didn't get the root.
Oh, no.
But I swear.
Thank you very much.
This is a million years ago. I wasn't.
I'll rip your tooth out by the roots.
I wasn't making a whole bunch of money. And they took
They took me in without an appointment at the mall dentist.
Uh-huh. So you went to a qualified practitioner. Did they have to? But they had to obviously go deep.
I went to the Third Reich dentist. That's who I went to. Thanks for stepping in yesterday, Mike, and my apologies, everybody.
Pleasure.
I certainly had not planned on that. My goodness, this is the four best hours of my day.
Uh-huh.
I would not want to replace it sitting in a chair with a guy who I'm pretty sure killed a lot of people back in the 1940s.
You know, your lady has a has an interesting way of communicating. She has a she, like many women, how shall I say this delicately, takes a bit of time getting to the point. And when I hear from her at around about 2:35 or so, you know, I was being as polite as I could.
You're lucky you got the phone call.
Waiting for her to get to the point. I was trying to figure out the, you know, exactly what it was. Because at first, when I hear that, you think, you know, you think really horrible things.
Oh,
and as
God.
Soon as she got to dentist, you know, even though, you know, you weren't going to be here, I was relieved to know that it wasn't anything,
But
you couldn't come because you had hands in your mouth. That's the first thing she said to me.
I actually had to write it down. I had to write down, call Mike, call Janet, call Mike. So here's the deal. My apologies for not being here yesterday. For the last 3 or 4 days, I'd had it in one of my back teeth. When I bit into something once in a while, I go, oh, that hurts.
Yeah, a little sensitivity.
And this actually started on Tuesday night. It's the reason that we did not watch Greg House live on Tuesday night. At 9:06 on Tuesday night, mark the time, I bit into something, some piece of popcorn.
Ball of foil.
And I went, ow, F. And I paused the TV, and she said, that's it. You're going to the dentist tomorrow. Uh-huh. And I said, okay, I'll call my dentist. And she said, no, you always say you're going to call your dentist, and your dentist is always full. You're going to go to my dentist.
Okay.
We're going to get you in and find out what's wrong with that tooth.
Okay.
And I mean, we went back and forth on this for nearly an hour. We didn't go to bed mad on Tuesday night. I realized that I'm like a fifth grader.
Are you a dental phobe? Are you you don't like going to the dentist?
Very much so. Even
I didn't know that. All right.
Yeah.
You know, I worked with you a long time, and I didn't realize that. I know that you and I both combined are afraid of many things. I didn't know dentist was on your list, though.
Yeah, even though I really do brush my teeth all the time, and I do.
That's the problem.
I do get raves from my regular dentist. Uh-huh. Well, anyway, we had this discussion on Tuesday night. God, these pills are great, incidentally.
Yeah. I'll pass them around.
You do seem like you're in a floating state of mind.
I took one at 2:35.
Perfect.
What?
I didn't say anything.
Do you mouth to me, do I have any more?
No, I'm playing. I'm playing like I used to many, many years ago on the show, and I was just pretending my lips were moving when I wasn't talking. So I would finish what I was saying, and I was going, and, you know, I want to find out about your dentist, but And so continue.
He's messing with you.
Joe's very excited in the back room now that it's not Darvocet. He poo-pooed the Darvocet.
Yes.
But I think he'll be excited about the Percodan.
So you Percocet.
Percocet?
Percocet.
Percocet.
And whatever the other one is.
Is Percodan stronger than Percocet?
I think it is because they cost $10,000 for 10 pills.
The pink one, the Darvo one, is the one that I could take before work.
Okay.
And Darvo, they're big pills, aren't
sure
they?
Sure is. Big-ass horse pill. Big pink pill.
They're delicious, too.
From Darvo.
Love it.
But you're not on a Percocet now.
Well, define on.
All right. Well, let's end it there.
When's the last time you took a Percocet?
About 10 a.m.
Yeah, you're fine.
About 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, that's clear.
That's gone.
As long as you're not drinking with them.
They're pain pills. They're not going to make you loopy, are they?
They could.
I did have a drink last night.
You see, that was a mistake.
Well, listen, drinking was a mistake. And I don't mean drinking alcohol. I mean drinking anything.
Anything.
Because, God, if it's not just by the end of this thing, the most absurd reality to be sitting there and go, sure, I'd like a glass of water. And I don't realize that as I'm pouring the water into my mouth, that seriously it's going all over the side of my face. And it's not until I feel it on my chest that I go, and Janet must have let me do this maybe 8 times.
Did they hit you in the upper deck and the lower deck with the needle?
Yep.
Yeah. They well, they actually don't they go like to the back of the cheek and stuff
the jaw,
like that.
Yeah.
They go where all those nerves are. Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
nasty.
So the deal is, we have the thing Tuesday night, and she says, "I'm going to get you into my dentist for sure on Wednesday." And I brought up the thing about the show. I said, "You know, no can do. Got a very tight schedule." She said, "There's not a chance that the most they're going to do is say that you need to have a filling and you'll come back, and they can at least alleviate whatever discomfort you're in. And the dentist is relatively close to the studio, so we're going to get you an appointment for 1 o'clock, and you're going to go, and or else,
boom, right."
So I go, and it's the regular rigmarole where you got to fill out 8 million goddamn forms.
Yeah, you're going to a new dentist for the first time. You got to fill out the paperwork.
They laugh at the insurance that I show, the CBS insurance.
Always.
And then
I'm sorry. This is not going to be covered.
I get back there, and he is there. I mean, he's there along with the prep lady.
What's his age, would you estimate?
Depends how many lives I want to count him for, because I believe that
he's been touched by the devil?
I think he's been evil since he's incarnate, Mike. I would say his current age in this lifetime of hurting people would be approximately 60, 65.
Okay.
Perfect.
Well, right there, you got a problem.
You got a problem. You know, it's a young man's racket, in my opinion.
That's right.
He has been my girlfriend's dentist, I guess, for something like 10 years.
10 years. You know, it just seems to me. Now, maybe a little different with doctors, but with dentists, it seems like, let me say in the nicest possible way that when a dentist is 65, perhaps new technologies have passed him by.
What?
No, I don't think this. You're going to find that that's not the case here. It was simply his lack of a bedside manner.
I'm dying to hear about
it. And she threw out at me the fact that I got her to go to my regular physician, and she said, "Look, that worked out great. Why don't you just try this guy?" So he gets me in the chair and looks, and right away the girl comes over and just puts the little bib on and gets me to spit and rinse and look. He'll be right over. He comes over, and he says, "Open wide," and he says, "Does it hurt?" Right, and he's got his little
hook.
Yeah, whatever his point of death is that he's got in his hand. Yeah, he just jams it right in there. He goes, "Is that where it hurts?" And seriously, I'm going like, "Yes!
Oh!
Yes!
Is it safe? Is it safe? We are finding where the pain is. This is pain. This is relief."
So he said, "It's a good thing you're in here today. Have a seat." And then he did what anyone who's especially afraid of dentists, but most people would flip out about this anyway. I'm in the dentist's office. I think I'm in there for a checkup. He looked at me maybe for 2 minutes, stuck that thing in there until I almost jumped out of the chair, walked to the corner of the room, and had one of those doctor-nurse conferences. And then he left the room, and she said,
"Did they X-ray you?"
That was her next move.
Okay, yeah.
She said, "He's pretty sure of his diagnosis."
Yeah, they got. I was thank God that he did that after he jammed the tool into your tooth.
But we're going to wheel you down the hall, you know, and get you the X-ray. And I always love the fact that they protect the penis in that case.
They do.
You get to put on that wonderful anti-radiation smock.
They protect your you down there. They protect your nipples. They protect your belly button. They do not protect your nose, mouth, eyes, hair, eyebrows. None of that is protected.
Right. No, and I was wondering about that as well. I mean, they might as well have just put that big old nozzle thing right in my mouth and just bombard me with radiation that's going to kill me.
I always wonder about professional athletes and the number of injuries they get, especially in the NFL, just how much radiation they receive in the course of a lifetime, because those guys are getting X-rays constantly.
But they never get cancer.
They don't get the big casino.
So anyway, we do the X-ray, and that's fine, and they wheel me back into this room, and I'm just sitting there, and the next thing, she comes in, the mistress of death comes in. Maybe on another planet, Mike.
See, Buzz and I have a dentist that's chock full of hotties.
Oh, yeah.
And they're always talking sex.
A bevy of babes.
Nope, she was just all about biz. And
did he have TVs?
No, there was no TV. Wow. But there was a wonderful 97.1 Wash FM music.
Oh, God.
So I got to hear Air Supply and Faith Hill. And it was just awful.
Air Supply.
Perfect day.
All the songs that everyone in the office can agree would make you want to shoot your boss. Really.
It's the station everybody can agree on, even the war criminal.
So anyway, I'm sitting there, and I don't know what's going on. He comes back in, and he's got the X-ray, and he puts it right up there, and he says, "Well, it's pretty simple. It's why you're in so much pain." Mm-hmm. He says, you had a filling in this tooth back here.
Correct.
And it's a metal filling. And what's happened is, over the years, the metal has started to disintegrate and has actually gotten into the root of the tooth. Ooh. So the first thing we're going to have to do is just take it out. And then once we do that, we'll worry about the next step.
Okay.
And I went, okay.
All right.
Looked at my watch.
Uh-huh.
It's 1:45, 10 till 2.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, okay, I'm about to leave.
You're probably a little concerned at this point, right?
Not really, because
thought it'd be still an on and gone thing.
He's not led me to believe he's going to do anything necessarily
right
today. He looked at the x-ray, and he's not said root canal. He's not said do anything at all. It's just sit down.
Okay.
So now it's 10 till 2, and he comes in the room, and he's got all of his junk on. Right, he's got his mask on and everything.
His leather bib.
Yeah, he's got
his
leather bib.
He's like Steve Martin in Little Shop of Horrors.
To make it more contemporary, is he dressed like the people in Hostel?
Yes, Mike. Thank you. Thank you for hipping that. Exactly.
Remember the guy in the Hostel that was doing the breathing with the mask on?
Anyway, he comes in and he says, "Okay, here is what we are going to do. We are going to get rid of that filling. We are going to get rid of that metal that is down in the root, uh-huh. And we are going to give you what is known as a root canal."
Oh, so he already made that call.
Right. So I'm just looking up at him at this point, and I got that. They keep you at such a disadvantage by making you have that thing in the corner of your mouth.
Yeah, the suction thing that sucks everything, including your soft tissue, into the machine.
Before they even do dick, you're on the defensive because you sound like a mongoloid.
Right.
Because the guy says root canal, and I said, "Root canal? I've been so today." He's like,
"Well, you know what you've done now? You've gone from a dental procedure to, in effect, really, it's seriously, to surgery.
Surgery, yeah. Medical procedure.
Yeah, I mean, it is called root canal surgery. That's now going to, he's now operating on you. It's not just filling a tooth anymore.
He says it's an emergency and it should be taken care of right away.
Right.
Wow.
So I said, okay. And he said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you some shots of Novocaine to start. Those will be painful. Then you won't feel anything after that. Right. For the actual procedure itself, we can give you painkillers, we can give you a shot, or we can make you go to sleep, or we can give you an injection, an IV, something like that, that's going to relax you tremendously.
He probably didn't tell you in detail why that was. The Novocaine will prevent the pain, like when he's topical, when he's on the tooth.
Hello.
The reason he's talking about all of that, and this is what puckers people up about a root canal. The reason he's offering all that is that the Novocaine can only do with that particular procedure, uh-huh, with a root canal. The Novocaine can only do so much.
Right.
I mean, as far they get it out of there quick. But
tell me about it.
But you, oh God,
tell me about it.
I mean, look, if it's not, if you're not lucky, and it's luck of the draw, but if you have a bad one, it can be.
So I said, because I'm always thinking inferior thoughts of myself, I said, through the stupid thing, I said, why don't we just try to just numb it up and get in there and just get it over with?
Oh God.
And then at that
point, you've never had one before?
Never had a root canal. No. So he said, okay. So I got the shots, and then he said, we're going to wait about 5 minutes. He's, can you feel anything? No, can't. I could not. At that point, I couldn't even communicate. It was like, because I had the little tubey thing in the left corner of my mouth, and this thing is on the right side of my mouth. Now, I don't know if this was psychosomatic or what, but as soon as he touched that area, uh-huh, I about jumped out of the chair.
Sure. After the Novocaine?
After two Novocaine shots.
Oh, you're screwed.
So at that point,
He's hitting the wrong highway to give you the Novocaine, which can happen too. And they're giving you they have to give you an. You know what Novocaine I found out is hit and miss. They put it in. They try to kind of. It's an educated guess,
right,
but they're guessing that it's going to be the right nerve.
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about here, but all I know is at that point I said, I would rather, and I do remember saying this. I took the little thing out of the corner of my mouth,
right,
suction,
and I sat up in the chair. And why is it they don't like it when you sit up? That he did, not forcefully.
They feel threatened.
But he did gently push me back down.
Sure. See, what he didn't want you to see was he had actually numbed up another area of your body.
Oh, dear.
And that's where his hand was, and he didn't want you to see that.
So anyway, I said to him, listen, I think probably the best course of action would be you just knock me out.
Oh, go to sleep.
Yeah, I said, can you give me something to make me go to sleep? And he said, I don't feel really comfortable with that because I'm going to need your mouth to be open, uh-huh. and I do kind of need you in this case to be at least semi-awake to tell me what's going on. So I ended up getting another shot of something.
Like a shot in the arm, an IV shot?
Yeah, that made me just, I was in the chair and I felt like liquid.
Cool.
In about 10 minutes, he came back and he said, how you feeling now? And I had this thing here, and I had all the packing here. And I just looked at him, and I just, with my eyes, I was just saying, wow.
Wow. So you're going to feel the pain, you're just not going to give a rat's ass about it.
That's kind of how it worked out.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I didn't feel the pain 100%, but I knew what was happening.
Right.
So anyway, at about 2:25, because there was a clock in the that I was... About the only thing I could see was a clock.
You're such a little kid. I mean, just with the wide-eyed expression, you know, you know, it's like you've never had, you're afraid of the dentist, you've never had a root canal or any of this kind of procedure, and it's just, he's giving you this stuff, and you're just wide-eyed with wonderment because all these new sensations are coursing through your body.
No, I didn't know how to verbalize to him that I was doing okay. He left the room for what he said was 10 minutes.
Right.
Seemed to me to be about 3 days. He came back in, and he said, how you doing? And I had all this packing in one side of my mouth in the tube. I couldn't speak.
Yeah.
So he's about to dive in and start.
And you're semi-conscious.
Yeah. I'm just in it enough that I push his hand away. I'm going, no, 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 no. And they will not let me speak. No.
Like you don't want him to do it?
That's what they thought.
Right.
They thought that I was flipping out. And finally, I must have sounded like the goddamn elephant man. Because all I was saying was, I was trying to say, have to call Janet.
Oh.
You got to call Mike.
Because suddenly you realize what time it is.
Yeah, I'm saying, I'm not going to be there at 3 o'clock, right. And nobody except Janet even knows that I'm at the dentist today, and I don't even know if Janet knows that they're doing this thing to me now.
Mm-hmm. So, well, you know what? She's a good trooper. She got it done. She made the phone call.
So in between them trying to push me down, and finally what I did was I took the thing out of my mouth, a prime violation.
When did he sever your Achilles tendons?
With this Nazi. I took this thing out of my mouth, and then I took some of the cotton out of the right side of my mouth, and I said as best as I could, and trust me, I was effed up, and my mouth was like, I'm like,
right.
I think they finally did get calm.
Right.
And then one of the nurses said, would you like to write something down? And I nodded. And they brought me over like a Tim Russert whiteboard.
All yeah. Right. And you got to do it because Janet wasn't able to speak to you. That's one of the things she said.
So what
said
I did
me.
Was I wrote down, call Janet. Mm-hmm. And I looked at them. And they looked at me. Oh, okay. Then I wrote, call Mike. They look again. I wrote, no work.
Right.
Now, to me, that seemed to be the simplest message I could pass.
Got through. It got through to the right people.
Call Janet. Call Mike. Call work.
Right.
No. These three trained medical professionals took about 5 valuable minutes, like I was playing charades with them, going, okay, you want us to call Janet? Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm nodding.
And you're not only loaded with Novocaine and packed with cotton, you're drugged also.
I'm numbed up and I'm high. And I'm laying in the chair waiting for them to do whatever they say. Who is Mike?
Normally when someone asks you that, it's such a lengthy explanation.
See, and what I'm doing is I'm pointing at this point to the little chalkboard I've written on.
Right.
And I'm holding up 3 fingers. What I'm trying to say is, listen, stupid war criminals, call Janet, then call Mike, because I'm not going to be at work today.
So she had to do a lot of deciphering then when they called her.
So what happens is, here's the next fabulous step. They said, so we call Janet, and then who is Mike? And I just said, and I just erased call Mike, and I erased call work, and I just circled call Janet. And then I pointed to the phone right there that was hanging on the wall.
Right.
So I circle call Janet. Right there. Mm-hmm. And she gets a call. If she sounded flipped out to you, here's why. the best of my recollection, and I'm not 100% there,
right?
Because they've given me this stuff that's going to make me go in and out.
Yeah.
I hear them say, "Hello, Janet. Yes, we have him right here. Well, he's having kind of a bad reaction. We think he's kind of afraid of having the surgery done. He's tried to jump out of the chair a couple of times. Do you know someone named Mike?" And she said, "Yeah, that's you know his partner on the radio." "Oh, well, he wants us to call you," and I'm looking at her the whole time going, But she failed. It seemed to me it took an eternity for Frau whatever her name was.
Frau Bueller.
To say that I was going to have to receive an emergency root canal. And as soon as she said that, God bless Janet.
She did. She got the information where it needed to go.
I love her. She the nurse hung up the phone.
Yeah, that's why she sounded a little jumpy, because she didn't know what the total deal was.
Sure,
she said you had hands in your mouth, and that's why you couldn't talk. But it got the message got through, and it was bing, bang, boom.
Yeah.
She was fine. Took a while. You know, when she said it's Janet, and I see her on the line, I'm like, what? Yes, there it is. Okay, that's fine. And then we knew immediately, and it was the fire drill mode as we ran down here. But she had not spoken to you. So
no.
She was still concerned about what was going on with that mouth of yours.
So I got out.
Let's see what we can do about that mouth.
I get done with everything, and I really don't remember a lot of what he was doing, except he would say to me stuff like, "You might feel this a little bit." And I'll give him credit. He had given me so much of whatever he had given me that under normal circumstances, I seriously would have been trying to strangle him.
Right.
But he was like saying, like, "Nod if you can feel this." And I was nodding. And in my mind, I was nodding like the Tasmanian devil, like, "Yes, you freak! Yes!" But it was coming out like this.
"Yes, you freak."
I kind of feel.
If I remember correctly about a root canal, one of the issues about making sure they get all of the root is to do like that kind of, "Do you feel this?" And that's one of the problems when they don't get it all. That's when you have to kind of go back.
They got it all, and I do
not
have to
kind of go back. You have to go back.
I do have to go back because he's going to replace that filling with some sort of space-age plastic filling.
Titanium.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
They're using titanium now.
And then the drooling last night and the constant, you know, I love Janet. There, I've publicly said it.
I
love her. She's wonderful. However, you know, and I guess I would be the exact same way. You would think maybe, seriously, I'm not kidding you now, kids, the fifth time, it's like Lucy and pulling away the football. The fifth time that I go to take a drink, and seriously, it's all over my face, and I don't know it.
Why didn't she get you a straw?
She finally did.
And, of course, you were drinking soup. Piping hot soup.
Last night, I don't even know what the hell I had to eat.
Piping delicious hot vegetable soup.
She got so mad at me. I was sitting just all huddled up with my two little bottles of meds in front of me, and I had gone and made myself a drink, and I had a bendy straw, and I was in a little like...
That's the last thing you should have been doing.
Oh, I know. And trust me, she came and she took it right away from me. She came into the room, she's like, "What are you doing in here?" She said, "It's like you had a root canal. It's like you're convalescing from major surgery. Plus, hold on. You're wrapped up in an Afghan. You've got your two little bottles of pills to look at. And what is this?" She actually did call me Elvis. She said, "Elvis, did you make yourself a drink?
Did you get to have any of the drink at all?"
Yeah, I had about half the drink.
You must have. Boy, I'll tell you something.
I was asleep. What time did you call?
I called about 7:15.
I was asleep.
Sound asleep. In blissful dreamland. No problem whatsoever. So how does it feel today?
Sore, but
it probably feels sore from where they hit you with the Novocaine, right?
And the other thing that was weird, once the feeling started coming back a little bit, I kept biting my tongue.
Yeah.
You know, because I couldn't.
Yeah.
And that's a real bitch, because you bite your tongue and you don't feel anything.
Right.
Right.
But you don't, because it depends on what area frees up first. I mean, which area gets the feeling back first? And I hate that feeling of
coming crushing down on your tongue because you get feeling back in the one part of your mouth and not in your tongue, so you don't realize your tongue's there.
Bleeding.
Anyway,
hello, Don.
Thanks to you guys, and especially my angel, Janet. She was right. I was wrong about going to the dentist. I'm glad I went. I don't have to go see this Nazi again for a couple of weeks.
I wish you no more root canals in your life. They're not fun, and for God's sakes, don't ever get one in a mall.
I'll see him on a Saturday, but it won't take away from our fun here.
Go see the doctor.
Oh,
the good 65-year-old doctor. You know, I was talking about my old dentist yesterday on the show, and I mentioned that he kept in his dentist's office a drill, and not an antique, but one that he had actually used that had pedals. That's actually how you move the drill. You used pedals, and he kept it in there because he was a sadistic son of a bitch.
Now, here's the final word on this topic, and we got to hit a break. You'll like this. Michael Hughes.
Yes.
I think we all love him.
Take a moment.
When we
pardon me for not applauding.
When we returned from the dentist office,
what?
One of the things that Jan said to me was she said, okay, now before you do whatever you're going to do, vegetate, remember, you said you wanted to call the show.
Right.
And send an email to Hughes, to your boss, telling him why you're not there today.
Okay.
So, yesterday at 4:44.
Today's time?
Yesterday's time.
Yesterday's time.
I wrote, Michael, FYI, I had a, quote, routine dentist appointment today that turned into a 2:15 p.m. root canal. Guess I should have gone earlier. This is why I hate dentists. Sorry, I just got home. Wanted to make sure you knew why I wasn't at work. Uh-huh. He writes back 1 minute later.
That's fast.
Slow for him.
I know it well. I have oral surgery tomorrow morning. That involves the phrases bone graft and sinus lift.
Holy magoli. Oh,
see, knew gosh. You'd like it.
Oh, well, now
knew
I'm
you'd
laughing.
Like it.
Now you're applauding.
Now, okay.
That's good. Yeah. That's good,
Bravo.
Right?
Bravo.
That's good.
Okay.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Boy, I hope they don't take any of his brain out up there.
Boy, well, you know, it might improve things.
Give that sinus lift up there. Maybe they think they're pulling out a booger. They just pull out his little tiny-sized brain.
Bone graft and sinus lift.
Yeah. That sounds to me like something cosmetic.
Again?
Again, he'll come in looking even more like Brad Pitt.
Oh, my God. No, it's a little bit more like Wayne Newton. It's like a taller Wayne Newton.
He's an ill man.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed whenever someone has a malady?
He seems to have the same malady.
Right around the same time, Michael Hughes has it, except he has it, whatever it is, he's got it worse than everybody.
Right, yeah.
And I don't think he's competing and making the stuff up.
Right, yeah. I mean, when Rob had his...
colitis.
What was it called?
The
full name of
ulcerative colitis.
Isn't that when Mike said he was having his entire colon removed?
That's right. And,
right.
And remember when you had that sore toe and his leg fell off?
His artificial leg.
Show off.
Well, anyway, Kat, it's good to be back with you.
That's no fun. Root canal's no fun. I don't wish that on anybody. I talked to somebody one time that had gone into a dentist's office and had three in one appointment, which is about a world record, to have three of those done at the same time. And they basically flopped them into the car and sent them away.
Ouch.
I mean, that's nasty
Never
stuff.
Never had it.
Anyway. I can't believe I have mine in a mall.
Well, it was
wasn't right, though. It was screwed up.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
There's a moral to the story. And then it's this one right here. They ended up doing a crown on it.
Now, when you did this, is it like a kiosk? Were you in a store window?
I was next to like a Macy's or a JCPenney. And when you came out of the JCPenney, on the right was where there had been a phone store.
And was it just a generic sign that said like dentist?
It said dentist. It might have been Annapolis Mall. It might have been Annapolis Mall or Fair Oaks Mall or wherever. I'm not sure.
Would I be out of school if I asked what genre of person the dentist
was?
He was
from the East.
I suspect
he was a soothsayer from the East.
A go-getter?
I believe he might have been an Indian gentleman.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Or a Pakistani gentleman.
And he
at
saw
the
need for a mall dentist.
Yes, and he saw the need for a root canal. And boy, what fun that was.
And his fee was 3 Cinnabons.
Lots of fun. But your choppers are going to be better for it because you know what?
What?
Now you have no sense of pain in that tooth at all. You could drive a power drill into that tooth, and you would not feel it.
I believe so. It's a weird feeling. It's like it's not quite.
It's a dead tooth.
Mm-hmm. Not quite Novocaine.
You know what you've got in there? You've got all the stuff holding that, the root of that tooth in there, but the actual little root in the middle that has all the nerve endings, gone.
Gone.
Root canal. Remove the root from the canal.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to kill you at that diet challenge, too.
You probably are.
I'm trying to look for an upside for this.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not going to eat real solid food for, well, maybe until tonight.
Right.
That would be almost 24 hours.
Well,
we
have a goal where we're
food.
Trying to both lose 20 pounds by the holidays, right?
By Christmas, yeah.
By Christmas time, yeah. Okay. Yeah, if you were going to lose more, I mean, if it was a race, you're light years ahead of me anyway. Because I got done yesterday, you know, and whenever you're not here, I always kind of pat myself on the back, and I decide to eat big. So I ate a little bit last night. I was fine up until late last night, where I said to Carla, "Can you get me a little something, something?"
Drummond.
And she brought up a bowl of my new favorite thing.
What's that? Eggo cereal.
Eggo cereal.
Have you had Eggo cereal?
No.
Eggo cereal is the greatest cereal that has ever been invented. Ever.
Seriously.
Bar none, it is the finest cereal ever to be put in a bowl.
In theory, if you only ate cereal, you'd be extremely skinny, right? Don't you know people who, when they go on diets,
yeah,
say...
Yeah, but this is sugar. This is what... It's the sugar content of this particular... You know what this cereal is? You pour milk over this, and you know what it tastes like when you're eating it?
What?
Tastes like you're eating a waffle with syrup.
Okay.
That's how wonderful it is. And the only thing is, if you could take a waffle with syrup and cover it with milk...
Mm.
It tastes crispy forever.
And it's crispy for, not like I'm eating, you know, the trail mix again, but man, this is so good.
How many bowls did you have?
I had one. I only had one bowl and a lot of skim milk. It was skim milk that I used.
Not heavy cream this time?
Not heavy cream.
Table cream?
Heavy cream.
Hey, we got to break, everybody. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.